98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Midday Show, and in the studio this afternoon with me, to my great pleasure, is John Poussette Dart and Jim Chappie. Chappie?
Chapdelaine.
And Jimmy. And Jim Chappie Chapdelaine. How about a song, guys?
All right, let's give you a song, all right?
Thank you.
Baby, I can't fool myself. Try to act like somebody else. Promise you a life of luxury. Cause darling, that ain't me. And I can't act like all those other guys, buying fancy presents for their wives. But if you want a heart that's true, I'm the man for you. If you want a sweet, sweet love, stand the test of time. Look no further than mine. But if you want to wear that party dress, I don't really have a chance, I guess. If you want a heart that's true, I'm the man for you. I'm never gonna drive around in style, never gonna make a banker smile. But if I can win you, I'll be rich enough for me. Can't pretend to be what I'm not, but I will give you everything I've got. So if you want a heart that's true, I'm the man for you. If you want a sweet, sweet love, stand the test of time. Look no further than mine. But if you want a mansion in Bel-Air, I don't think we've really got a prayer. If you want a heart that's true, I'm the man for you. Test of time, look no further than mine. Hope I've made it perfectly clear. Everything you need is standing here. So if you want a heart that's true, I'm the man for you. If you want a heart that's true, then I'm the man for you.
KZE. That was John Poussette Dart and Chappie Chapdelaine. How long have you? First of all, I'm getting the feeling you guys have played together a long time.
We've been playing a few years. Yes, you can say that's been a little bit of time. Yeah.
I'm gonna guess. 28 to 30 years.
Something like that.
That's really remarkable. But they're not on speaking terms, but...
No.
But that's why.
We're very much like Sam and Dave of the AAA world.
Oh, there's quite a few. Yeah, there's quite a few, I think. But and I notice you have the same make of guitar.
Yeah, I fell in love with these when I had a friend of mine who was a really good guitar player in Nashville, and we did a guitar pull, and he had this guitar, and he handed it to me, and I said, you're going to have to sell me this guitar now. And so his name was Pete Hullinger. He's a great picker. Mm-hmm. He was finger picker of the year for a few years. And he was an endorsee of Collings. And he got me onto them, endorsing them. And I fell in love with them. And then
Wow. I got to check it out. But those are beautiful, bright-sounding guitars.
I will tell you, I took this in to have it tweaked at an acoustic guitar shop. Uh-huh. And I took it out of the case. The guy went, oh, my God. I said, what? What? He said, it's actually worn out and played. I said, why is that so different? He said, only dentists and doctors can afford these guitars. So we actually play them.
Do you practice some dentistry on the side?
Yeah, but I'm an amateur. I'm the flip.
Oh, that's just what I'm looking for.
Most dentists are amateur musicians.
All right. Well, I buried the lead already. I should have mentioned already, but I'm going to do it now, that John and Jim are, or Chappie, as we can call it. Now that we're close friends, are performing tonight at Colony Woodstock, yeah, along with Eric Anderson. Mm-hmm. The music starts at 7.
Yes.
Have you played with Eric before?
Yeah, I've done a lot of work with Eric in the past, and he's an old friend, and he's Eric's wonderful. I mean, he's got so many stories. He's a guy who's got a history like no other, and it's wonderful sharing the stage with him.
Yeah, he's great.
We don't know who's going to go on first. We both like to go on first, so we alternate going back and forth who's going to go on first. But Eric is wonderful, so it's a pleasure to work with him.
Well, also joining us here in the studio is our dear friend Rick. And thank you, Rick, for sticking around. I appreciate you.
Well, apparently I'm a fun guy.
You are a fun guy. This is something I said.
Mushroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I love having... He was like, do you really need me around? I'm like, oh, come on, you're a lot of fun. All right, so you guys have some history. That always makes a good show. And then you don't have to plan it to the where you could be leave a little of the tonight to spontaneity, which I think is fun for an audience.
Oh,
frankly.
Yeah.
Do you share the stage with Eric at all? Do you play together?
We did when the first time I played with him, we did. But, you know, he's kind of been doing his own thing. So we each do our own show now.
Mm.
But,
okay.
You know, if we do more, you know, he's right now, we just did a group of shows and he's going back to Amsterdam where he lives. When he comes back again, you know, you never know. It's kind of loose. We're both very kind of keeping it, you know, very flexible.
So the egos aren't...
there's no ego.
There's
nothing
the
like that.
The good thing about the egos, they're all just massive.
Yeah, exactly.
You actually fight over who's going to go on first?
Yes. That happens when you start collecting Social Security.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that happens, yes.
Well.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So we've been looking at your Wikipedia page, John Poussette Dart, and the Poussette Dart Band hasn't put out an album since 1993. So we're checking on you, John. Do you have some new recordings since then?
There's a lot of new stuff on the website. Yeah, basically, there's five solo albums since the band broke up officially. Mm. And also, the last record I did, 2015, I did like probably the best record I think I've ever done with some of the really great guys from Muscle Shoals in Memphis and Nashville with Bill Vorndick, who's now passed, who was one of the great producers. And then, I put all this work in that record, and because of the way things are now, it just kind of sailed by without people knowing that it's there, and it's one of the a really good piece of work. But
can we find it?
So it's at the website and it's out there in all the portals. But since
what's
then,
the title of the album?
It's called Talk. Yeah, it was called Talk. That record's Talk. But since then, I've been putting out singles steadily with videos, and so I've been kind of going for the shorter attention span, which we've all been drawn to because of streaming. So there's been a steady flow of singles which are out now coming, and they've been regularly being released. And there's another one I'm working on now, a short film with an Argentine director named Fernando Rossi, and we're doing a short film on another song right now that's in the works. And Jim and I have been doing stuff, solo records and tracks all along. So there's a lot of music at the website at PoussetteDart.com.
So you've been with Jim almost longer than you've been with the Poussette Dart Band.
It's kind of turned into that.
I'd say yes.
I think we're at that point. Yeah. I mean, we're basically trying to change the world one string at a time, and it's taking a long time.
We recently had a commitment ceremony.
That particular song, was that called I Was Made For You?
I'm the Man For You.
The Man For You, I beg your pardon.
That's off a record called Put Down Your Gun, which was the last record actually that the band actually played all together on. Huh. That was the last record we were together. And, you know, I hope we do more things, but everybody's kind of, moved on in their lives. So it's, bands are like marriages, and the marriages some stay together, and then the other people just kind of part ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're still all good friends, you know.
You still send Christmas cards.
Yeah, we all, yeah.
I don't think there's alimony involved either.
There's no alimony, no.
Yeah. Well, what kind of show are you hoping to put together today or later tonight at 7 o'clock?
We're going
to
do like a mesh of kind of old AC/DC tunes that, and like, right. you know, okay. like, you know, yeah, massive covers. Right. No. Basically, what we're doing is like a, it runs the whole gamut from the early records and then a lot of the new records. So it runs, it's a really wide swath. Yeah. And there's like selective, I like to pick up kind of obscure covers from here and there, but not a whole lot of stuff.
All right.
But it's
who do you like to cover?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do something by Woody Guthrie tonight. Oh, cool. And great, I was fortunate to do a lot of work with Lowell George before he passed. And nice. So I'm going to do a couple of Lowell songs. Nice. And
Willin? Yeah. Unless I forget
yeah.
Cheap Trick.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah.
Cheap no, Trick? we're not going to do Willin tonight. I do Willin, but I'm not going to do it tonight. Okay. If somebody asks for it, I will do it. But yeah, I was fortunate to tour with Feet before the official band broke up, and that was one of the high moments working with him and Bonnie Raitt and John Hall and the early Orleans. Those were a lot of good bands that we worked
with. Well, John Hall's our neighbor. Do you run into him around here?
I talked to John. He's in Nashville now, so he's down in Nashville. He's thinking of coming back up, but John, I did my original demos that I got signed to Capitol on. I did with John Hall and Wells Kelly at Bearsville. That's how I got signed.
So John's dropped in to sit in with us.
I go way back with John.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, give Eric our love tonight as well.
Absolutely.
Wow. A lot of great history there. Do you have another?
Sure. How about we'll do an old one that people might know. This is from a record called Amnesia. That was a pretty well-known record. It goes like this.
Of back across that county line.
That's John Poussette Dart and Jim Chapdelaine, a.k.a. Chappie, a.k.a. Chappie, who are playing tonight at Colony Woodstock along with Eric Anderson. The fun starts at 7 o'clock. I do want to ask one more question, because, you know, that song goes, what year is that? Like,
that song
roughly?
We wrote that in, I wrote that with John Curtis. That was in about 1974 or 5. Okay. We wrote it, I think we recorded it in 77.
All right, so it's about 50 years old.
Yeah,
and a few years. Remarkable. Do you kind of relate to the kid that wrote that song still when you play it? Do you think about any of that? Do you, on occasion, maybe?
Because
that's a while ago.
That's like another lifetime, you know? I mean, we reflect on that stuff all the time. I'll tell you what's funny is to go back and listen to yourself sing that stuff when you were that age, and you hear your voice at that time, and you think, oh my God, you know, this was a kid singing that stuff back then. So, you know, yes, in reference to hearing things earlier, you go, oh my God, that was just a kid doing that stuff. You know?
Sure, yeah.
I go back occasionally the same way.
Please.
And I want to tell that kid, be a dentist. Don't do it.
Right. Turn away. Or start. You should maybe, like, you're listening to it and think, I should have started smoking sooner. You know, earlier, younger, because my voice would have had a little bit more.
You know what's funny is back then, you know, when we were playing back then, and all the clubs back then, you know, was all smoking. So when we would play back then, you'd literally come back from a gig and everything in your body smelled like a pack of Budweiser and Marlboros, and your guitars would stink to high heaven for years, and it made my voice lower. And I actually liked what it did to my voice. Yeah. It made it huskier. I liked it, but the thing it was killing me. But, you know, I liked the sound of it.
You could definitely pinpoint that to secondhand smoke that lowered your voice.
Yeah. Oh yes, I think I can.
It's hard to come by these days. Secondhand smoke.
You got to search it out.
Yeah.
No, but it's hard to underestimate what it used to be like to work in bars and what it was like when you'd go home. Because your whole house would permeate smelling like whatever the room you were playing the night before.
Yeah, right. You know? I guess depending on who you're cohabitating with, you might have to start right from the shower first with the guitar.
You have to have an airlock. Yeah. You just robe and hose down.
You would bring the guitar with you in the shower.
Into the shower. Yes. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's a wonderful station you got here.
Well, you made it a little bit more wonderful today. And I just urging folks to go to the Colony Woodstock website and click on that ticket.
Yeah, button, come on down. We're gonna have
link.
Fun.
Yeah, that's you'd be very lucky and fortunate to both lucky and fortunate.
If you buy right now, you could buy two.
Yeah, exactly. We'll throw in a free dentist appointment for you.
Right. Just a checkup.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's great. Thank you, guys. We'll have you back here.
Thank
next
you so
time
much
you're
for
in
having
here,
us.
Please.
Thank
oh
you.
Yeah,
my gosh.
So
much,
thanks,
guys.
Adam. Thanks
appreciate
for having me.
Thank you, John. Rick.
Chappie.
Thanks.
All right.
Rick, you lived up to it. You were very fun today, so thank you very much. You're listening to The Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.